From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. Massachusetts voters will choose between two Democratic candidates for governor in the September primary. At the state Democratic convention in Worcester this past weekend, delegates overwhelmingly endorsed State Attorney General Maura Healey for the state's top office.
We're going to put money back in people's pockets by cutting costs of housing, energy, and health care. We're going to create housing all across the state so people who live here and people who come here can actually afford to stay here. We're going to invest in our workforce because better job training means good-paying jobs for everyone across the state.
Healey's only rival, State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, finished a distant second, but she did win enough votes to get on the primary ballot. For more on this and other statewide races to watch this election season, we're joined now by WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Hey, Anthony, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, my pleasure. Good to be with you, Darryl.
So, as expected, AG Maura Healey came out on top over this weekend.
Right. She sure did, Darryl. She won handily, as expected. Healey is a popular attorney general. She's run twice statewide and won, so she has a lot of support across Massachusetts. And she's been holding commanding leads in the polls. She's got millions in her campaign account. And after the popular Republican governor, Charlie Baker, decided not to pursue a third term, Healey became the immediate front runner. Now, if she goes on to win the nomination and then the race for governor, she'd be the first woman elected governor of Massachusetts and the first openly gay woman to serve in that office.
Oh, wow, that's big. Another historic race for Massachusetts. And it's also looking extremely likely that Democrats will retake the governor's office in 2022. Is that correct?
Well, at this point, it does. I mean, Democrats hope that with Maura Healey leading the ticket, they can retake the governor's office for the first time since Deval Patrick did it more than 10 years ago. And then they'll control every part of state government, from the governor's office to the state legislature, where they hold large majorities, and all the other constitutional offices, which they're favored to win as well.
Wow. A complete wash of the blue wave, right? So things are looking good for Healey, but what about her rival, State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz? She's still in this thing, correct?
That's right. Chang Diaz is very much the underdog in this race for the Democratic nomination, and she acknowledged as much at the convention on Saturday. She's the choice of many progressives and favors a number of policies that are more ambitious and go further to the left than Healey does. That includes big progressive causes like a single-payer healthcare system, a statewide Green New Deal, and debt-free public college. Here's a bit of what State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz told delegates on Saturday.
I don't have the most money in this race, and I am not the preferred candidate of the Beacon Hill establishment. There's a reason for that. When you spend your career pushing for change, it can make those in power uncomfortable. Sometimes you pay a price for that. But friends, that's the price I am willing to pay.
And Darryl, it's worth noting that if Chang Diaz goes on to win, she'd also make history. She'd be the first Latina, the first Asian American, and of course, the first woman governor of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So it sounds like Healey and Chang Diaz are trying to set themselves apart in the eyes of voters. But in your view, how different are they really?
Well, there are differences. Chang Diaz argues that Healey hasn't been bold enough in her policy prescriptions, and there are examples of what divides them. For example, Chang Diaz supports a single-payer healthcare system. Healey told me recently that she doesn't think that's realistic. She says she wants to get healthcare prices down, but she's committed to working within the current system. That said, Healey has a demonstrated record as a civil rights leader, especially when it comes to marriage equality. She opposed the Trump administration on a number of issues. She took them to court. So she has some progressive bona fides as well, even if she wouldn't go as far as Chang Diaz on a number of issues.
And what about the Democrats' opposition, the state Republicans? They held their convention just a few weeks back, right?
That's right. They did. And they were very different events. I mean, let's start with the Republicans. They nominated Jeff Diehl for governor. Diehl was endorsed by former President Trump and is doubling down on the false claim that Democrats stole the 2020 election. Now, he's being challenged by businessman Chris Doty for the nomination. But the Republican convention featured some really extreme and divisive rhetoric, including statements that we couldn't even put on the air, Darryl, at their convention. The Democrats aim for a very different tone, presenting themselves as the party of diversity, the party of inclusion, and the party that's going to protect the right to vote, as well as abortion rights. So here's Senator Elizabeth Warren, who suggested over the weekend that Jeff Diehl is out of step with Massachusetts voters on all of those issues.
He stands with the white supremacists and January 6th insurrectionists and anti-choice radicals who have taken over the Republican leadership, even here in Massachusetts.
Daryl, it's worth noting that for his part, Diehl released a statement accusing Maura Healey of having a, quote, radical progressive agenda, which he said would, quote, severely threaten the safety, freedom, and economic prosperity of every Bay State resident.
Okay, well, speaking of that agenda, you already mentioned some of the issues that candidates for governor are focused on. Anything else Democrats are prioritizing in 2022 that we should know about?
Well, I think the main thing is that Democrats, whether it's Healey or Chang Diaz who win the nomination, will emphasize the differences between their records on issues like abortion rights, voting rights, and the truth about what happened on January 6th, and what Republicans are saying about these issues. This is, after all, a state that voted 2-1 against Trump in 2020. So while Democrats have their own agenda, they will also point out to voters that the state Republican Party is very much the party of Trump, and that should work to their advantage here in Massachusetts.
Okay, and before we go, could you give us a quick rundown of the other statewide races in 2022?
Sure. Well, in the race for attorney general, delegates endorse Quinton Palfrey. Andrea Campbell and Shannon Liss Reardon will also be on the ballot in September. And in the crowded race for lieutenant governor, five Democrats were competing for the job. Three of them made the cut. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is the endorsed candidate. State Representative Tammy Govea and State Senator Eric Lesser will also be on the ballot. And delegates endorse Tanisha Sullivan, head of the Boston NAACP for Secretary of State. So she'll take on the seven-term incumbent Bill Galvin in the September primary. Sullivan is the first woman. She's also the first woman of color to be on the ballot for Secretary of State. But Daryl, it's worth noting that 4 years ago, Galvin also failed to win his party's nomination, but he went on to defeat the endorsed candidate, former Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim. Finally, one more race to mention, Daryl. In the state auditor race, transportation advocate Chris Dempsey won the endorsement of Democratic delegates.
Wow, it sounds like a very interesting election season all the way down. And I know you'll be keeping close tabs on everything, so thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
I'm sure we will. There's going to be a lot to follow, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's WBUR senior political correspondent Anthony Brooks. Before we go, here's what else is going on. For the first time ever, regular grade gas in Massachusetts averages $5 a gallon. AAA says the average ticked up 4 cents from yesterday and 65 cents in the last month. Even with the rising cost of filling up, state lawmakers are not considering a suspension of the gas tax. Senate President Karen Spilka says there's no guarantee it would actually save money.
Connecticut has suspended a portion of its gas tax, and the price of gas is not very much different than it is in Massachusetts. There's nothing that we can do to mandate that if we decrease or suspend the gas tax, that it actually goes into the pockets of those at the pump.
The average cost of diesel has remained steady in Massachusetts over the last month, averaging $6.22 a gallon. And finally, just in time for summer, starting today, part of Dartmouth Street in Boston's Back Bay will be open to pedestrians only. It's part of a summer pilot program to expand the city's open streets concept. For 10 days, beginning today, the block between Copley Square Park and the Boston Public Library will be closed to cars. Performances, food trucks, and kids' activities will be on tap. Mayor Michelle Wu says closing the roads to traffic is not something the city takes lightly.
Every possible detail and way in which we can anticipate hiccups or plan ahead or try to provide the traffic plans and work very closely with all the agencies that the MBTA and others who are used to using these roads. It's been months and months and months of planning.
The city also plans to close part of Newberry Street to cars during some days this summer. open street events are also planned in Jamaica Plain, Roxbury, and Dorchester starting next month. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy. Remember to take it easy on yourselves. See you tomorrow. Hey, you're a podcast listener, right? Would you like this show along with all of WBUR's best news stories of the day about Boston and the region all in a podcast feed? I suggest you search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find just a local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and arts coverage all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.